The views and opinion of the hosts of this podcast are their own. Any descriptions about the science that resonate with real-life situations purely incidental dahil hindi hawak ng mga butuin ang buhay natin at walang pake the universe sa'yo. Listener and viewer discretion is advised.
Ay, walang mali.
Hi. Light.
Amazing. Amazing.
Honestly, I'm just too tired.
He looks like grinning like a devil. Ako po ay yung astrologer Gemini na si Bird.
Love it. Kung kaya ni Kiki Palmer, kaya mo rin. Ako ang yung astrologer na Scorpio na si Nikki. Woo.
Dahil December na, malapit na ang SAG season. Welcome to SAG season. Ako ang yung astrologer sa guitarist na si Inye.
Sabi na nga ba?
Lagot na naman tayo. Ako ang inyong astrologer na Virgo na si VP. And welcome to...
Charology!
Driving your own
podcast. Parang pinabi.
Yeah. Nakongkan. Ewan.
Season 10.
Yeah.
Lagi naging seamless.
Oo. Oo. Palala ng palala.
Ganoon naman tayo every episode, diba? And anyway, welcome to the show where we talk about anything and everything under the sun, moon, and stars. So whether you're a Gemini na handa ng gumastos this Christmas season or a Sagittarius na kakabalik lang, we'll talk about you and your sign when the time comes. Kung kailan yon, ang universe lang ang nakakaala. Sobrang walang giveaway yung intros natin this time, in fairness.
Oh, wala, wala.
Like, walang what?
Nobody gave a clue.
Uh-oh.
Kung ano yung pag-uusapan natin.
Actually, kanina pinag-iisipan ko, like, if I'm gonna include something related to that. But my brain wasn't functioning properly and I couldn't think of anything.
And, yun naman talaga yung brand natin. Oh.
Alam mo, naiisip ko ngayon is my spiel while talking to a lot of people, interviewing a lot of people.
Kailangan mo ng weekend.
Oh, oh. Welcome to Cha HR, the podcast.
11 a.m.
Ayan, diba?
Look at her. She's a hiring anyway. Professional.
Welcome to Talent Acquisition Astrology.
Yun talaga yung topic natin today, actually, guys. Andito kami para maghanap ng mga aplikante. Para kay
Correct.
Para sa team ko.
Kaya kung gusto nyo maging katrabaho si Inye, whether for good or for bad.
Mostly good.
Mag-apply na kayo. Mag-apply na kayo.
True.
Ayan, game. Chicken and game,
ayan. So, ang unang resume ay si Joseph Mamariel. Charot.
Judge natin lahat sila.
So, siya graduate ng journalism.
La-live natin ang application.
True.
Ang ganda.
Natawagan ko habang nagre-record.
May phone patch.
Anyway, the topic for today.
Ang totoong topic natin for today ay ang isang bagay na tinatawag nating angel numbers.
Ooh. Ito ba yung ano? Contact ni Miss Aquino.
Oy, angel number. Oh, ang ganda. Nyemas ka dun.
0917. Charot.
Uy, globe.
Globe si Madam. Sige. Love you.
Actually, globe naman talaga siya.
Ay, oh. Oh,
ay alam niya. Alam niya.
Close. Yeah.
Pero hindi, seryoso yung angel numbers. Alam niyo yung kung ano yung angel numbers? Like, may idea ba kayo bago tayo mag-start sa episode?
Alam ko yun yung repeating numbers, camera. Tapos,
yung pag nakikita mo, yung pag nagigising ka in the middle of the night.
Oo, or lagi mo siyang nakikita, like multiple.
Somewhere.
11-11. Oo. 11-11 yung pala, sale lang siya Shopee, gano'n.
Oo. So, puro double-digit sale pala itong mga angel numbers na to.
Pero question, bakit walang 1-1 sale?
Kasi New Year yun.
So?
Ubus na daw pera ng mga tao.
Well, capitalism never takes a break.
Never stops. Oo. Diba?
Start the new year right. Nang walang pera.
Spend. Spend your money.
Nung sinabi nila share your blessings, masyado mo naman sineryoso.
Share binastos mo sa kapitalista.
Correct. Oh, pero yun. Yeah, yung angel numbers, yun nga yung mga lagi mo nakikita. Ganon. Parang it comes everywhere to you randomly. Oo. Diba? Pero hindi siya yung pwede mo itaya sa loto kasi isang number lang.
I was gonna say na.
Parang, lang pwede bang ano? Dalawang digit lang yung loto, diba? Hanggang maximum two digits.
Hindi ba parang like 42 yun?
Minimum? Yung,
hindi. I mean the numeral. Hindi siya lalagpas ng 3 digits.
Oo.
Yeah, hanggang 6,
58? No, meron 65.
May 65.
May 65.
Mega loto ata yun.
Alam mo, tapos tumataya din tayo dun.
Tumataya? Alam mo, feeling ko talaga si VP tumataya to kasi lagi yung binabag.
At one point, tumataya ako, ha?
Uy, oo. Nung 3 digits ng millions, yung tumataya kami.
I think like the last time na tumaas siya was around 200 or something.
Or
300. I forgot. Ayun yung time na tumataya ako because hoping na manalo tayo. And then, so may fun tayo for...
Oo, diba? Hindi tayo nagsosolicit.
Kapag nalang kami ng studio.
True! Unfortunately, walang angel numbers for that, kaya hindi ako nananalo.
Hindi natin na ma-manifest pa masyado. But anyway, ayan, may bago tayong source na starting from now, may bago tayong source ng mga chika. So, tinanong ko tong source natin, pangalan na natin siyang Ai.
Love it.
Is this the DJ or the actress or both?
You never know. Sino DJ?
Si Ai din. DJ Ada. Oh, siya si DJ Ada.
Huh?
Kaya, I dun sa alas. ADA.
Ngayon, nagkaroon nga pala siya ng ganong era.
Diba?
I forgot. I don't remember.
I can't. I don't remember.
Siyempre hindi nag-flourish kasi hindi naman talaga siya yung nag-DJ. Anyway.
Sabi nga ni Paris, diba? She just hits play and then hopes for the best. Anyway, ayun, sabi nga ni Ai, na ang angel numbers is a concept that is often associated with numerology and spirituality. So numerology, duh, kasi numbers nga siya. Pero spirituality na rin, medyo connect sa astrology belief system natin. So ang idea is that
numerology.
Pagbalik natin next year, yun na siya, guys. Pero numbers na.
Ayoko pa naman ng math.
Who does?
Math.
Diba? Speaking of math, alam niyo yung yung math kapag suklian.
Ay, oo.
Bibigyan mo siya ng 4 pesos, tapos bibigyan kanya ng ganito, ng ganyan.
Ibabaya.
Oo. Para isasara.
Meron ka pong 3 pesos, gano'n. Bakit?
Sobrang fun na. Kasi nangyari siya sa akin kanina, parang ang nangyari, parang suklian kami sa 7-Eleven. So, ang total ko was like 64 pesos. Tapos, nagbigay ako 100 plus 4 pesos para sarado.
Saradong 40, oo.
And then, yung cashier, na-realize niya, wala rin siyang 20s. So, sabi niya, sir, meron kayong 10. So, bigyan ko siya ng 10, bigyan ako 50.
Okay. Tama naman. Yeah.
May na-compute. Okay. Hindi ko yun na-compute in my head.
114. 114 naman. Yeah, yeah. 114 minus 60.
I was just there. No thoughts, feeling, head empty.
Pili ko pag kay VP nangyari yun, nakaganyan siya.
Magbibigay na lang. Okay.
Okay.
Ah, galing.
Tapos. Okay. Okay.
Binalik sa kanya 20 pesos. Okay lang.
Okay. Nadaya pa eh. Anyway, tuloy ko na. The idea that certain sequences of numbers, known as angel numbers, are believed to convey messages or guidance from spiritual beings such as angels or divine entities. So yun, yung pinaniniwalaan nila. These numbers are thought to appear repeatedly in various ways, such as on license plates, phone numbers, and in other everyday contexts. So yung 1111 is parang 1111. Ganon.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, at some point, di ba sobrang mahal, like, how if you buy SIM cards na, like,
na may ganyan.
Special uh-oh. Numbers, na may, ano, mm-hmm. yung puro same naka-block number yung huli or something. Yeah, oo.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, even in, ano, pag postpaid ka, like, mas mahal talaga siya or something.
Parang yeah. custom
na. Parang, siyang, parang custom license plate, di ba? Ang babayad ka na extra. Mm-hmm. Oo. Kasi nga, may significance siya. So, each, ayun na nga yung sasabihin ko, each angel number is believed to have its own significance, and people who subscribe to this belief system, hindi yung promo ha, yung belief system, often consult reference materials or spiritual guides to interpret the meaning of the numbers they encounter. The interpretation of angel numbers can vary, but some common associations include messages of encouragement, support or guidance in specific areas of one's life, such as relationships, career, or personal development.
Do you think divine beings mm-hmm. actually care about those shits?
That was about
oo, oh, no, na parang, hala, kailangan niya ng guidance, bigyan ko siya ng 444.
Diba?
Wala, sana makita niya.
Diba? Kung ako isa akong divine being, sino ka? Pakialam ko sa'yo. Wala kang significance lang.
But also, diba? even if I care about someone and I'm a divine being, parang I'd rather parang relay a message in a different
directly?
Way. other than a number.
So, ikaw si, ikaw si Our Lady of whatever place, ganyan. Lourdes, ganyan.
Diba?
Our Lady of Fatima, direct ka nakikipag-usap, ganyan.
Correct. Dun sa
mga bata.
Diba? kung gusto mong message na mag-apparition ka na lang, hindi yung parang maglalagay ako ng plate number sa harap niya.
Eh, kasi nga yata, divine beings are scary. Di ba nga? Be not afraid.
Oo. Kasi nga,
biblically accurate angels.
So parang,
oh, yeah.
parang kung hindi maganda yung mag-relay ng message.
Sabagay, scary.
Kaya nga yung sabagay, parang paano ka pa makikinig, syempre tatakbo ka na pala you or something.
Oh, exactly, 'di ba? Okay. Kaya nga yung mga reporters natin may mga itsura, 'di ba?
Sabagay, oo. So, yeah, the word of advice, I sino yung hindi?
I don't know. I'm not saying I'm not saying anything. I need to think about that.
Grabe.
Most commonly, yun na lang.
Okay. Common. Ayan. So, word of advice, hindi ka pangit. You're a biblically accurate angel.
I love that. I would use that.
Parang mas ano, parang mas okay na yung pangit kesa scary. Kasi diba? Bakit may magmamahal pa dyan eh?
Kaya tolerable pa yun eh.
Oo, yung skinny medyo. Honey, otherworldly ano, scary.
Oo, kaya pala wala nagmamahal sa akin. Anyway.
Hala!
Daming baon. It's important to note that the concept of angel numbers is not universally accepted and interpretations can be highly subjective. So actually, yun nga, sa paghahanap natin ng pag-research natin about this, ang dami nilang iba-ibang meaning. So, yan, some people find meaning and comfort in these symbols while others view them as purely coincidental, which is, yun nga, kung divine being ka, ba't kang papadala pa ng number? So the belief in angel numbers is often rooted in personal spirituality and is not grounded in scientific evidence. If you encounter such numbers and find them meaningful, it's a personal choice. Okay. Like the guy you're dating. To interpret them in a way that resonates with you.
Ah, taray. Take what resonates.
Parang ano yun.
Sabing animals.
Correct.
So do you guys believe in angel numbers?
Ako hindi.
Ako hindi dahil hindi ko alam.
Fun exercise.
Yeah. Ako din, hindi masyado, but like, hey, if it brings you comfort, ganun. And I say that in the context of may angel number sticker na nakadikit sa Tumblr ko.
Ay, yan ang ha-ha-hay.
Yun nga, binili ko siya. Binili ko siya knowing na parang, ay, ang funny niya kasi intay. Tapos saka ko na-realize na, oh shit, yung mga binibenta niya puro, ano, 111, 222.
Oh, angel number.
Okay. So tingin niyo yung gumawa nung ano, gumawa nung brand ng sardines na yon, naniniwala sa angel number. Alam na.
Baka nag-numerology.
Buhay or, ba yun?
Uy, oo. Buhay pa sa 5-5-5. Meron silang tuna and I think Spanish.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah,
sardines.
Yeah.
Sardines.
Masarap yung Spanish sardines nila.
Yes. So kung kilala niyo si Mr. Ricardo Po Senior, yung founder.
Sabihin niyo po sa kanya na mag-sponsor sa amin.
Thank you.
Diba?
I
naipasok.
I bet they consulted with ano, feng shui expert or a numerology expert.
Numerology camera.
Pwede, pwede. Diba?
Or talaga ano rin? Considering ano?
Shit, dapat mag-ano rin tayo. Mag-ganyan din tayo. Para,
Chinese, di ba, like, ano, parang they have the mag-asang belief system nila with numerology. So,
Yeah. May auspicious number sa kanila eh. Suspicious.
Suspicious.
Auspicious.
Yung suspicious number sa Chinese yung 444.
Because yeah, it, death. Four sounds death, like death.
Sounds familiar, right? Sounds like death.
Ano ba yung four sa Chinese?
Shi.
Shi.
Ah, tapos it's close death. To the Chinese word for
yeah. Death.
Death. Get.
Bilang siyong ang sasabihin ko, death.
Net pala.
Net. Utang.
Utang.
Tapos nung sinabi yung she, huh? Ano naging death yun?
Oh, guys, apat na naman kami. Times four na naman yung tanga.
Wala na naman brain cells. Apat kami, pero walang brain cells. Correct. Love it.
We're all sharing one brain cell. Pagpasensyahan yun na.
Eh, mas dumami pa tayo, so mas lumiit yung denomination.
Oo, yung allocation.
Ang bandwidth. Ang ganda.
Parang ano lang yun eh, wifi na mahina. Tapos apat kayo, nakasalpa.
Mahina na kami, dumagdag pang isa ulit. So.
Correct.
Tapos maglalaro pa kayo ng game.
Correct. Good luck. Anyway, ayan. Alam niyo ba din na ano, na may personal, kumaga may personal angel number.
Ooh. Like,
some numerologists actually, ano no?
Ooh, do tell.
Do tell. Go share, girl.
Go share, girl. No one asked.
But like, go ahead. Ayun nga, parang yung nung binabasa ko rin to about angel numbers. Yun, some numerologists don't believe na may personal angel number ka. Oo, okay. Kasi parang it's not, kumbaga, it's not a personal assignment. Parang astrology na parang, ah, Virgo ako kasi pinanganak ako ng ganitong day, ganyan. But some do.
Okay.
So based din siya sa birthday mo. So ayun, ito na, may math involved. Handa na ba yung mga calculator nyo? Because we are gonna add.
Add lang.
Add lang naman.
Walang multiply, ano? Walang division.
Wala. Add lang. But just to be sure, labas na yung calculator nyo.
O, eto na.
Ayan.
Nastock si Inye.
Oo nga eh. At least medyo flattering yung pagka-stock niya, no?
Screenshot, dali.
Oo, at least, ano, nakaka-fresh yung frozen. Ayan.
Oo. Diba? So, ayan. Anyway, habang frozen pa si Inye, explain ko nga yung pag-compute ng personal angel number. So, the first thing that you have to do is write down the numbers in your birthday. So, I think dahil, ano, US or American yung gumawa nito, month, day, year. So, ayan okay. Na wala na si Inye na to do. Yan. So,
Monday. At tayo rin naman pala. Oo.
Oy, kasi very ano tayo eh, very
MMDDYYY nga pala tayo.
Mm-mm. Yep. Pero ayoko ng ginagamit 'yun.
Ako depend.
Para mas
pag mga formal camera ako, for example, invitations. Ano ko? DDMMYYYY.
Mm. DDA oo. Ako mas yun yung mas yun yung nasanay ako.
Pero kapag nasanay mga yun. Pilipino kausap ko, MMDDYYYY. Uh-huh.
Although, yeah, pag spoken, noon ay month.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I must have been the 22nd of November.
Ang haba, girl. Nov-tutu. Ganon.
VPN ang date ngayon. 22nd of November.
November.
Very British.
The year of our Lord, 2023.
Uh-oh. Year of our Lord. Okay. Anyway, ayan. So write your birthday. So burn anong birthday mo?
MMDDYYY.
M muna. So
5-0-5. Nga,
5. Gusto mo yung ginanon ko talaga. Tapos in my head. Okay, 5 plus yung day ng number, day mo.
Huwag mo nang sabihin para per hindi tayo madocs.
Per digit o ano? Per digit o ano?
Oo, per digit. Digit.
Oo.
Ah, per digit. So, 5 plus 2 plus 3.
Oo. Uy, huwag mo naman sabihin yung buong birthday mo.
Huwag mo sabihin, de. Security.
Okay lang naman. Alam na nila na yung 23 yung birthday ko. Parang hindi ko sasabihin.
Alam na nila yung okay, ano. Okay. Alam na nila okay. Na yun yung pin mo. Tapos, add mo din yung numbers ng year.
Per one number.
At a time. Oo. So, okay. Kunwari sa akin, i-add ko yung month plus the day plus month plus day plus one.
Two digits siya yung labas.
Two digits number. Siya. Tapos, pag-add mo yung dalawang number na yan.
Until you get a single digit.
One. Single digit. So sa akin ko na rin, 32 yung total ko. So 3 plus 2 is 5. So surprisingly, actually kinompute ko na siya before, but yan, 555 nga ang angel number ko.
34 ang total ko, so 3 plus 4 is 7.
Yes.
So 777 yung iyo.
Ako 3.
Ayun.
333 yung sa'yo, Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yun. So, sa mga listeners natin dyan, compute nyo din kung ano yung
angel ano number niyo.
Angel number nyo. So, kunwari, random birthday. Kunwari, ang birthday mo ay June 26, 1993. So, March, April, May, June.
6.
So, 6 plus, ano yung sabi ko, 23?
Plus 2 plus 3.
So, 6 plus 2 plus 3 is 11 plus 1, plus
1
12 plus 9 plus 9 21 plus 9 pa ako plus 9 ulit 30 plus 3 33 so add mo 6. Yun so 6 so angel number mo ay
666
love it look at me randomly getting a birthday tapos yung numero tapos, ng demonyo talaga yun.
Ganda. Yun po ang birthday ng demonyo.
Oo, I think...
Hindi ako mayroon talaga may birthday ng June 23.
Oo nga.
Meron yan, for sure.
Kung kayo po ay listener namin at ang birthday nyo ay June 23, 1993, makipag-ugnayan lang po kayo sa amin para sa inyong intervention. para maiwasan po natin ang apocalypse.
Correct. Itigil na natin bago lumala. Ganun.
Si Inya na disconnect, yeah. Nag-restart siya. So babalik yan mamaya.
So
kaya, tulungan na lang natin siya mag-ano.
So habang kinocompute niyo yung numbers niyo at inaantay natin si Inye, hiring ba kayo? Pag-usapan natin yan.
Malapit diba? Na labas ng 13th month. Hiring season.
Hiring season na after.
Na naman. Best friend ko na naman HR. Charot.
Correct.
Pag-usapan natin yan at Astrology on Twitter or X, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and TikTok. So, yeah, para updated kayo, hindi lang sa chika in this podcast, but yung mga chika sa buhay. And don't forget, meron kaming Instagram broadcast channel na minsan nagchichikahan kami doon. So, kung gusto nyo nang gumugulo sa inyo, yan. Mm-hmm. Sa ano yan? Sa Instagram yan. Okay.
Nakakapag-post pa ba tayo doon? Hindi ako nakapag-post lately.
Ako din hindi pa lately. Okay. Kasi medyo...
busy? Year ending?
Oh, so, Q4.
Yan. Pero sige, mag-message tayo ngayon. Maing ka na.
Speaking of Q4, tapos ano?
Oh, tapos?
Tapos, yung, alam mo yung ano ka na mag Christmas vacation, pero na-realize mo, puno na rin yung Q1 mo, so hindi mo rin ma-enjoy yun.
Correct. May spillover yung Q4 eh. Punyemas eh.
Tigil na natin to. Ang well, November ay ang Friday ng taon.
Totoo. Ito yung tamad na tamad ka na. Tapos December yung tunay na weekend ng taon. Yep.
Tigil na natin. Mag-weekend na. Guys, wag na kayo correct. Mag... Mm-hmm. Tama na. Wala naman.
Nandito na ulit si Inye.
Ayan, welcome back. Stuck ka pa rin ba? Akala ko stuck ka pa rin.
Ako rin.
Okay na yung laugh tough niya ata.
Wait, ipa-compute natin kay Inye angel number niya. Dali.
Oo, dali. Compute mo. So, kunin mo yung month ng birthday mo. So, kahit huwag mo na i-reveal kasi mamaya yun yung number ng ATM mo.
I checked that earlier. It was 4. Or something.
4. Uh-oh. So 4-4-4 yun sa'yo.
Oh my God,
ikaw nga sa kamatayan.
Ikaw nga sa kamatayan.
Wait, I'll double check ha. Basta tanda ko ginawa ko yung kanina.
Sige.
I-add mo ulit.
So ayan. So si astrologer nyong Gemini ay?
7.
CBN.
7. Yun nga ilagay natin dyan.
Sige.
Si Nikki ay 3. Ako ay 5. Tapos si Inye ay 4. Okay.
4.
Okay, tama. 4?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so yan. Alam na natin. Ngayon, meron tayong guide. Simulan ko na rin sa ano. Kung ano yung meaning netong mga to. Isa-isa. Tinan natin.
Starting from 0.
From 0, oo. Sige. Okay. So, yan. Start ko na. So, 000 or 0000, apat, pwede ding apat pala yun. Is associated with new opportunities. Ooh, para siyang the Fool ng tarot.
Okay.
Oo nga, no.
So, when you witness 0 in a sequence, this could signify a fresh start. You're at the very beginning of a brand new cycle, which means you can create whatever your heart desires. Don't be afraid to make big, bold decisions at this point in your journey.
Oh. Naisip ko nakita mo, 87,000, Jollibee delivery.
Oh my God, it's a start of a new journey.
Yun pala, magpapadeliver ka ng Jollibee.
Makikita mo sa Grab yung icon ni Jollibee na ano, na nasa motor.
Yun.
Oo, yun. Siya yung magde-deliver sa'yo.
On demonyo.
Uy! Uy!
Mukhang isang emoji nung ano, nung devil.
Nakatawa. So, oo.
Okay, so, oh, nga, no?
Hindi ko napansin yun.
Nakita ko lang sa Twitter yun. Anyway.
So, paano
okay,
kung
new
ano,
beginning.
No?
Fresh oo, start.
Paano kung yun yung personal angel number mo? So, parang kang si Aries din, gano'n.
Paano kung mag-zero na personal angel number?
Oo nga, no? Wala ka namang iyaan. Ay, lahat kami my personal number? None.
Okay.
Nag-hang din ba kayo, Charot? Or talaga nag-isip lang tayo deeply?
Ikaw
nag-hang.
Yung nag-hang. Ah, okay,
nag-hang din ako.
Nag-hang din ako. I'm actually getting ready to transfer to my Wi-Fi.
Oh my God. Akala ko
yung internet ko na naman.
Ito na ba yung
solar flares?
Ito na ba yung solar flare. Actually, pag-usapan nga natin yan next time kasi may kinalaman daw yan sa Saturn and Pisces.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, so yeah, okay. Yun ang ano natin, next topic. So yun, yun yung 000. Okay. Next, 111. Go guys. Sinong gusto mag-box? Go.
Aka. 111 or 1111, 1111. One is a powerful manifestation figure. If you encounter one as an angel number, either within a set of 3, 4, or within a pattern, relish the opportunity to make a wish, set an intention, or plant a seed, as this is believed to indicate a green light from the universe. You are working with extraordinary support from your angels, guides, or ancestors. So, at that moment, the present and future are dynamically connected. Sabihin ko lang pala na si Leaf ng the Shippers. Ang wish niya lagi kapag 11-11 ay hindi matuloy yung mga 11-11 wishes niya. Kaya wala nagkakatotoo dyan.
Siya pala yung nangungontra.
Oo. Paano kung mas malakas yung manifestation niya?
Mas malakas. Oo. Oh, malakas manifestation ni Leaf.
Kaya pala, so, wala natutuloy dyan. Post
ng, kaya wala, kahit anong wish niyo, walang nangyayari.
Siya yun, guys. Alam niyo na, sino ang bunot.
Pero yeah, feeling ko dito nga galing yung wish na 11-11.
Oo, it's possible. Actually, yung napapansin ko right now, may parallelism nga siya sa tarot, no?
Mm-mm.
Like, 111 is very magician.
Yep.
It's planting wish. A seed and manifesting something. Mm-hmm. Oh,
diba?
Mm-hmm. Magician. Diba? Tara, may realize kami.
Oo, look at us thinking using one brain cell.
We've connected dots.
Diba? Amazing what one brain cell can do. That's why people are so smart.
Yeah, because they have plenty of brain cells.
Oh, unlike us.
Unlike us, correct.
Imagine mo kung meron kaming more than one brain cell.
Imagine what this podcast can do.
Correct. We could rule the world. Charal.
Uh-huh. Diba? We could be like the Beyonce of astrology if we had more than one brain
cell. More than one brain cell. Exactly.
Ay, next.
Yung 222.
Balance inquiry.
Ako to. Sige, akin na to. Bloom po, di ba?
Yes. Tapos libre siya dati.
Oh.
May bayad na ngayon?
Piso.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, gumagana pa rin yung 222?
I think. Oh, I'm not sure.
Balance inquiry pa rin siya, di ba?
Talaga ba?
8080 yung pag mag-register sa Globe.
Ah, yun lang inaalala ko. Kasi ang tagal ko na nung huli nag-prepaid.
Pasensya. Oh, alam ko 8888 is emergency.
Oh, angel number yun.
Oo nga.
They used that before. Maalala. Kaya pinalitan nila into 8080 kasi nga parang kinuha siya ng government.
Ah, okay. Anyway, wala naman tayong magagawa with Globe. Hindi naman tayo
Pero opportunity yon guys. Branding opportunity. Tinan nyo naman, napapasok namin. Oh.
Ang haba nun, ha?
Studio. Charot! Anyway, okay.
2-2-2. Ito naman. 2 suggests balance, trust, and alignment. Experiencing 2 in a sequence, either within a set of 3 or 4 or within a pattern, could mean that someone, either in the physical realm or spiritual domain, is helping you get where you need to go. Seeing 2s could indicate
that it's an excellent time to reach out to your most trusted companion to see if divine collaboration is possible. So, teamwork.
Oh. Para siyang two of cups.
Yep. Diba? Cooperation and teamwork.
Cooperation, oh, teamwork.
Cooperation, oo. Oh, oh. Parang, partnership, basically. Mm-hmm. So, kung personal or kahit kung makita mo yung angel number na 222, parang sinasabi na, yeah, you kind of have to find somebody to be able to bounce ideas off of or like work with kanya.
What if ang trusted companion mo is yung ano mo, angel thing? Tawag doon?
Guardian angel?
Guardian angel.
Hindi.
Angel thing?
Angel. Angel's pizza.
Nagutom.
So that's brought to you by Angel's Pizza. We wish. Hindi, parang spirit guide. Tama ba yun?
Okay.
Is that different from like your guardian angel thing? Or
It's kind of different. Uh-oh. It could be your guardian angel. It could be not.
Mm-mm.
Kasi pwede siyang parang deity? Sabi nila parang ancestor mo or deity or something.
Well, hello Mulan.
Some other land spirit or whatever. Basta kung kanino ka nakakonnect, ganun.
Oh, pero yun actually si Mushu, kind of like that, di ba? Yung spirit.
Oo, si Mushu. Guardian spirit siya. Spirit guide siya ni Mulan.
Mulan. Okay. Oh.
Shame on you. Shame on you.
How? Yeah. Yun. So, yun yung 222, guys. Alam nyo na, kapag yun yung lumabas. Either that, or nag-inquire ka nga ng
nag-text sa'yo si Globe. Ang sad, si Globe lang.
Ay, grabe yun ngayon. Charot.
Ganun din naman yung sa smart number ko. Sa smart lang din ang nagsa-text.
Diba?
Si Gcash. Mga promo.
Ayan.
A game. Ikaw, 333.
Si Nikki naman yung nawala.
Pero go in niya. Sige. 333 or 3333.
Sweet.
3333.
Ang hirap niyang sabihin.
3 is an indication of magnetic creativity. Noticing 3 as an angel number, either within the set of 3, 4, or within a pattern could mean that you have the opportunity to add your unique talents and abilities to a situation. Moreover, the presence of 3 indicates that by learning into your innate gifts, you'll find more value and abundance in whatever circumstances you are navigating. Your artistic expression is critical. Wow. Artistic.
Three of Pentacles.
Yun nga eh. Oo.
Creativity. Diba?
Creativity. Or parang just tapping into your creative self to kind of like find a solution. Medyo ganun siya eh, diba?
Ang ganda. Hindi namin pinlano na ma-associate sa tarot. Pero we see patterns.
Oo.
I think hindi naman far from happening that it's kind of related because I think in some sense may numerology rin around
very
tarot
much so,
and so possibly may yes kaya pala no pag sabagay kasi pag nagtitrisam ka kailangan medyo creative ka para ano.
True, okay. Hindi yung naka-observe ka lang niya.
Yeah.
Pwede naman, kung yun yung kink mo.
Cuckolding. Hindi, naalala ko yung mga, ano, yung mga memes sa Twitter. Yung ano, hindi mo alam gagawin kapag trees. Ito ka lang sa gila.
Oo, that's fine. Wow, galing! Nanood ka lang. Oo.
Ganun
mo talaga yun? Yun?
Ako naman yun nasira.
Pwede pala yun.
Binasa na yun sa'yo, Nikki. So, also guys, huwag nyo nang basahin yung either within a set of 3 or 4 or within a pattern. Nakalagay siya sa lahat.
Okay.
Sabi okay. ko nga, oo.
Yun, pero Nikki, yun, binasa na yun.
We'll do better next time, sige.
Ulit, guys. Kakasabi lang ni Bern na we notice patterns, tapos hindi nyo napansin.
No, ano, test kaya ito sa mga listeners natin kung mapapansin nila. Ikaw naman. This was by design.
Nakapansin din ba yun ang patterns?
Ayan na nga.
By CDT design. Hindi. Didn't know we were that smart.
Kasi yung dating pattern niya.
Ay. Wala nga ako dating pattern eh. Yun yung problem.
Actually, wala. Parang okay. Yung ano, kung a-apply mo ng machine learning yung CVP, mahihirapan siyang ma-learn ko ano yung algorithm nung ano.
Diba? If you wanna teach machines how to love, wag niyo akong gawing basis.
Gagawin natin data CVP.
Siya yung data set. Para mag-baliw yung ano yung machine
windang yung AI. Sure.
CVP yung ano, CVP yung dahilan kung bakit magkakaroon ng ano that actual Terminator.
Kasi kapag okay inanalyze
anomaly
lang yan. Safe driver lang siya. Ganon siya. Sila yung matututunan niya sa
akin. Oh my gosh.
Anyway, yun na nga. So yun, ano, Nikki, basta tapping into your creativity, very Three of Pentacles siya.
Yeah. Ooh, okay.
Okay, now moving on to 444 or 4444. Ito kay Inye naman pa, diba? Yan. Four symbolizes stabilization. Parang di naman. Observing four as an angel number suggests that you are in the process of grounding, rooting, and cultivating an infrastructure that's truly built to last. Sabi nga ng Motolite, pang matagalan. When interacting with four, don't be afraid to adapt.
Kumbing.
Sobrang tanda ng reference, Puki mo.
Hindi nga ba ito ng edad yung episode na to?
Kaya nga eh. Nag-compute ng ano eh. Nag-compute ng birthday, tapos ngayon yung mga reference.
Kaya nga tinago na natin yung year eh, para hindi masama.
Nire-reveal nyo naman, balance inquiry.
Tsaka ano, mga movie reference, mga ano, galing.
30 plus. Mga 30 plus, mga masasakit na yung likod.
Uh-huh. Ayun na nga. Oh.
Bilisan na natin kasi tagal na natin nakaupo.
I know. Masakit na yung lower back ko.
Ayun na.
Sasakit talaga likod natin. Anyway, continuing. When interacting with four, don't be afraid to ask for help or assistance, especially if you're navigating long-term projects that require specific expertise. Fundamentally, this is about establishing trust that will empower you to reach new heights.
So, in all fairness sa mga nagiging reading ni Inye, something about stability and long-term shiz, which is so unlike him.
So, parang total opposite. Parang...
Hindi ko alam kung it's a description or it's a wake-up call.
I think both. So, intervention.
Intervention pala.
Bakit may friendly fires tayo dito sa ano sa episode?
Umirmi ka na raw sa guitar use.
Kalma-kalmahan mo na.
So, ang 444 ay rooting, grounding, and establishing shiz.
Pang matagalan ito.
Okay. Yeah.
Kind of like...
Ano ba to?
Kind of like strength. Sa
yeah.
Perseverance and ano,
diba? Parang tapping into internal strength, yung wisdom mo to kind of like build your
stabilize.
Yeah. So, I kind of realized kasi square has four points and four sides, diba? So stable ano siya, shape. Diba?
But so is SpongeBob, but like he's not in any way shape or form is stable.
Far from anything stable.
Yep.
Correct.
But true naman. Baka ganun nga din yun. Parang kind of plays into the four corners thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay, yeah. Next. Ang 555, ito na. Number five, ko ang favorite nating tuyo.
Mm-hmm.
Or 5555.
Hmm.
May phone number ba na ganito for delivery? Hindi ko maalala.
Hindi ba anyway, Greenwich?
Greenwich nga ba yun?
Greenwich nga. Dati, I think.
55555. Limang five siya.
Ah, ayan. Oh, diba? Until now. Anyway, the presence of five suggests that major changes could be on the horizon. If you've been feeling stuck, stifled, or inspired, observing five as an angel number reveals that massive shifts might be in the works. For now, these transformations may be occurring behind the scenes. In other words, kung wala ka pa rin jowa, kalma ka lang. Nandiyan na yan.
Oh.
The personal angel number ko siya, so lagi na lang siyang ganun. Lagi na lang siyang in the works.
Uh-uh. So,
parang key decision makers daw are still weighing options, aka the universe.
Nag-iisipan ka pa ng maigi.
Ganyan pa sa universe, haya.
Parang kaya naman niya nang wala eh.
Mukhang mas effective siya na wala. Okay na yun. Okay, ano muna, ilagay, ano, parking lot mo muna yan.
Bigyan na lang natin siya ng project, gano'n.
Ayan. Hindi jowa, kundi project. Hindi
project.
Sabi, if five appears as an angel number, it suggests that you're on the right path. Baby, you were born this way.
Born this way.
There ain't no other way.
There ain't no other way.
So, yeah, but like five as a middle number or middle digit, parang it's in the works. Na, papunta ka na. Oo.
Papunta ka na dun sa upper five. Ganyan.
Correct.
Oo. So next half.
Ganyan.
Halftime show ka lang muna. Ganyan.
Hanggang dyan ka lang sa half.
Bruno Mars ka baling.
Di ba din Rihanna? Charot.
Hindi, Bruno Mars.
Okay.
It's not as stellar as that.
Ano lang siya? Parang, sige. Ganun.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's there.
Pero ano siya sa taro?
Ano to? Transformation or like...
The changes.
Death.
I was about to say
uh-oh.
Death.
Actually, major,
hindi eh, pero
major yung pero, ano yung death.
Yung
eh.
Death kasi ito eh. Oo, nakakainin.
Para siyang
one, di ba five of swords? Or wands? Mas wands.
Mas wands, I think.
Actually, hindi ko itutuloy yung thought ko.
O, di ba? Ang galing.
Antay ka namin.
Oo, yan ka na naman namin, eh. Minsan nagsasabi nila si Bert, anyway, ano yung kadugtong?
Ay, hindi. Alam ko na. Five ano? Of Cups.
Cups.
Ah.
Ay, oh.
Kasi di ba, parang meron na, may nangyari na, and whether it turned out good or bad, parang the way you're feeling right now is just transitory. Kasi meron pa.
Oo. Yes. Meron pa. Uh-oh. Transitory uh-oh. Siya.
Okay. Diba? Parang five of cups is, may ilan yung nakatapon? Dalawa or tatlo? Tapos may dalawang upright pa.
Upright, oo.
Okay. Na parang, yun. Kahit na may nangyari na, that's really part of the journey. Kumbaga, there's still something.
Oo.
Meron pa.
Hindi, ano, yung mga listeners, ha, hindi exactly accurate yung tarot interpretation namin kasi hindi namin ito ni-research. On the fly namin ito ginagawa.
Improv.
Saka sinabi naman ni VP kanina, like it's up to your interpretation on what you believe.
Oo nga, hindi naman totoo.
Guys, 10 seasons na namin kayong binubudol. Bakit
ito siniseryoso?
Papaniwala kayo sa amin.
Okay, so gets.
Mm-mm. Okay. Okay. So next 666 na or 666.
Okay. Ito yung sabi nating devil. Although
yung dati naming phone number ganyan.
Merong 666.
Oh, 5150666. Memorize ko pa siya hanggang ngayon kasi ang dali.
Well, yeah. Mm. Ayun. So, although some may fear six, especially in a triplet because of religious associations with the devil or demon figures, within angel numbers, six has a supportive, compassionate, and empathetic nature. Six can be a gentle, much-needed reminder to treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Sure, things may not go according to your plan, but with angel number six on your side, you know that you can choose how you want to interpret a situation, remembering that everything happens for a reason.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So parang, let it be.
Let it be na pa, and parang it is what it is, kind of comfort.
Yeah. Be kind to
yourself.
Para siyang
six of swords na parang you're moving away from something na hindi maganda.
Yes.
But parang know na it's like a comforting thought na the worst is over, parang ganun.
Oo, na parang you're now transitioning to
it is what it is na lang.
It is what it is.
Galing.
Kindness. Oo.
Parang that's reassuring. Charot.
Yeah.
Parang sad kung ito yung ano mo, angel birth number mo.
Yung assigned sa'yo.
Oo. Isa kang,
buong buhay mo isang malaking it is what it is.
Ma'am, masakla. Nagpapaniwalaan yan. Baka ito yun. Charot.
Oo. Yung tipong, ay shit, pinanganak. Oh well, pinanganak siya. It is what it is.
It is what it is. Again, hindi ka pangit. Hindi ka pangit.
Pangit. You're biblically accurate.
It is what it is.
Let me peace.
Diba?
Okay.
Yun.
Okay.
Okay, next.
Next.
Saan naman tayo? 777 or 47s.
Ito yung lucky sa ano, diba? Ito yung jackpot sa slot machine.
Slots.
Slots.
Talaga ba?
Jackpot yan. Madaming mahuhulog.
Ayun
tara. Pati ikaw sa upuan mo.
Pati ikaw noon.
7 ba is lucky number talaga in like a Chinese thing?
I'm not sure if it's Chinese. But lucky number nga siya. Oo, kasi infinity, diba?
Infinity.
Oo nga, yeah. Anyway.
7 is for Western.
Oh.
Siyempre, kasi sa casino, favorite. Makikita mo lagi mga Buddha and also mga Chinese stuff, mga dragon or whatever. Mm-hmm. So as a Shumera lang si Bakla na Chinese.
go.
7 is a lucky, is as lucky in angel numbers as it is in at the casino. Experiencing 7 as an angel number means that good fortune, especially finance-wise, could be on your way.
So,
pera talaga siya. Pera lang. Ganon, sana. New monetary opportunities may arise. So, 7 invites you to branch out and explore possibilities beyond your comfort zone. Short-term gigs may become lucrative, consistent income streams. So, integrating your spirituality with your values is the perfect expression of this energy.
See, so hindi ako naniniwala kasi wala to sa akin ito yung number 2.
Bern,
I think it's a you problem.
It's a you problem. It's not your angel number. It's your spending habits.
What if iba talaga birthday ko? What if 666 talaga yung angel number ko?
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Baka ako talaga yung June 23,
Yung pala talaga. No?
It is what it is talaga ako. Charot.
Pero hindi naman sinasabi na mayaman ka as it is. But like, that it's coming your way. Oh. Or swerte ka sa pera.
Pwede naman dumaan na siya sa'yo, hindi mo lang nakita.
Swerte ka sa pera, magastos ka lang.
Yun nga, despite being me, magastos. There's... parang laging
meron
siya, laging meron, laging hindi nawawala, ganyan. Parang, you know, there's like a weird tired hand na nagagalit sa akin. Like, nakakapagod ka ng gasos. Yeah. No more, papagod na ako sa'yo. Yan, ganoon. May sa pinipingot, ganyan.
Kinukutosan.
Oh. But it's there. The hand is there.
And it's guiding you
to buy more.
Yung pala yan, to check out.
Well,
wala. Mga 2 weeks ko nang inubuksan ng aking shopping.
Wala kang check out nung 11-11.
Ay, ako wala.
Yung
lalaki meron, may check out.
Well, kaya ito ha. Like I never... hindi ko alam, pero never ako sumabay dun sa mga double-digit sales.
Kasi marami
kang... kasi bibili ka lang ng bibili pa sa gusto mo.
Bukod dun, number, isang ano ko is, laging nasasakto na wala naman akong need.
Akala ko wala ng pera.
Ah, okay.
Well, bukod dun sa walang pera, limbawa, diba? Parang, medyo pecho de peligro po tayo.
Oo.
Medyo malayo pa, ganyan. O, 10-10, ganyan. Pero hindi, yun yung mga moments na nabili ko na kasi before.
Oo.
So parang, wala na ako kailangan. Anong gagawin ko dito? Baka kasi pumili ako ng hindi ko kailangan. Tapos pagsisihan ko.
Well, true. Kasi minsan baka you might feel forced to just
yun buy nga, diba? I sale, ganyan. Tapos wala rin.
But in reality, wala rin siyang value.
Ay, natatamaan.
Isa dyan.
Sina-justify. Yun naman. Sinilip yung mga...
siya yun eh. Pinaproject niya lang eh.
Oo.
Shopee cart reveal.
Ay, hindi. Ano ba? Sige nga rin. Hindi na siya
9+.
Hindi na siya 1,000.
Ano na, pwede na ulit akong mag-add ng bago. The funny thing was like 3 days ago, nasa 87 siya. Tapos ngayon, 99 plus na naman siya.
Tignan mo to. Ito yung ano eh. Ay, hindi. Sana nagpo-focus.
Oo nga.
78.
Wow.
Diba? Alam nyo kayo
sa isang phone, sa isang phone lang?
Kayo may kasalanan kung bakit ano yun. Ang daming out of stock eh.
Ayan.
Kasi diba? Sa cart na lahat eh.
Ano nagpo-focus, diba?
Hindi makita.
Ayaw niya. Diba? So, never mind.
Hindi makita.
Ayaw niya.
Basta akin, 3 lang. Ayaw ko focus.
Then. It's so unfair.
3? 68 yung sa akin. Tama ba yun?
Ay. Oy, all time to ha. Like ever since before. Kasi may iba dito na dati ko pang in-add to cart, never ko chinek.
Ako dun sa isa.
Uh-uh.
Yung isa 99 plus, yung isa 67.
Sabi tayo projection to eh.
Oo.
Ay, oh, 13 lang.
Oh, diba? Guys, si Inye talaga, pinaproject niya lang.
Hindi, oh.
Sure.
Oh my God. Yung very first ko na chinek and in-add to cart is...
Ano
tawag dito? Seat support na gel.
Yung parang ng back pain. Oh.
Oh, kaya masakit likod mo ngayon.
Kasi wala ka pa niya.
Check out. I-check out mo na kasi.
Ang tagal mo na lang.
Oh my God, ang tagal na nito.
Pansin mo? Masakit likod mo.
Ang daming chineck out. Yung importante, hindi mo chineck out.
Oo nga. Eh.
Well, importante rin na may mga chineck out kung iba.
Mm, sige, sure. Why not?
Yun. Kaya... 777, medyo 7 of pentacles din siya. Kasi nga, it's...
Pera. Diba?
Oo, pera. Mm-hmm. Admiring yung hard work and parang soon, ma-aani mo na rin siya.
Uh-oh. Sige, mag-check out tayo ng pito mamaya.
Correct. Dahil 777. Para angel number.
So July mo na lang gawin yan.
Tagal. 777 sale.
Para 77.
Kasi 7 yung isu-check out mo. Sure. Sige. Tandaan natin yan, ha.
Alarm mo na.
Gagawin niya talaga. Huwag yung in-dare sa inyo ng ganyan.
Nakaplano na yung isu-check out mo.
Calendar mo na yan.
Huwag yung i-dare si Inya niya. Gagawin niya yan. Yes.
Calendar invite sent po.
Ayan. Lalo na ngayon, meron na akong work.
May funds.
Oo. Kaya pala naipon.
May confidence na siya mag-add to cart.
Nasa add to cart kasi dyan ka muna. Wait lang.
Hintayin natin yung seldo.
Seldo din tayo.
Pasweldohin mo. Wait lang.
Ikaw. Go again.
Mga gastado.
Oo.
Nabayaran na ba yung... Mamaya na. Sandali. Check out ko lang. Mamaya na yung kuryente.
Diba? Tignan mo itong mga to.
Sige. Oh, next.
Walang
na.
Utak. Gastos yung madami. Next. 888. Or 888.
To infinity. To infinity and beyond.
Yeah, and sabi nga, one of the most divine numbers in numerology divine. Is 8. Diba? And observing this digit as an angel number could reflect a connection to the spiritual universe in a powerful way. Those who believe in an afterlife may see eights as a sign that they're receiving supernatural support from loved ones who've crossed on. Ah, so 888. Kind of like minumulto ka ganun.
Nung mga ano mo, ancestors mo.
Oo, 'di ba? Pag nakakita kang 888, alam mo na, uy, si Lola pala 'yan eh, parang butterfly lang.
Parang,
uy, si Lola. Anyway, yan. Fundamentally, 8 is the symbol of infinity, the endless loop that transcends any singular lifetime. So don't be afraid to dive into your intuition when this angel number appears.
So it's very much ano, a very strong spiritual connection, ganun.
Oo.
Yeah.
It's guidance.
The universe. Parang ano ka, may access ka sa backstage ng universe, parang ganun.
Oo.
Okay.
'Di ba? Medyo may spirituality kine, so may connection. Either that or malapit ka ng sa makabilang buhay. Charot, hindi. Paparamdam pala.
Sundo pala. Galo ka.
Nasa Chinatown ka, gano'n.
It's a sense mo na yung mga ano eh, yung mga loved ones.
Yung mga loved ones eh.
Nagbe-beckon na ba sa'yo?
Oo.
It's time for a family reunion.
In the afterlife.
Sa afterlife, kaya tatanungin pa rin nila kung ano. Kailan ka mag-aasawa?
Ganun pa din. Endless loop din.
Bakit parang tumaba ka? Ganyan.
Pagdating na pagdating mo doon, no, ang welcome mo, parang tumaba ka?
Parang tumaba ka. Ano, ma-resurrect? Pwede ba ako ma-resurrect na lang as an e-piece?
Yung mga tipo. Alam mo, tita, alam kong patay ka na, pero parang gusto ko itong patayin ulit.
Pwede ka na rumest ba? Kasi wala.
May batas ba dito? Kasi kung wala.
Wala na. Diretso hell ba? Okay lang.
So, kahit naman saksakin kita, hindi ka na uli mamamatay, di ba? Okay na.
Hindi ka na gumanti.
Halin na yan.
Range number pala.
Oo. So yan, 888.
Oo, spirituality. Oh, it's very ano din. It's very the moon or the star.
Guide.
Guide. Actually, depende sa... depende kung nasan ka sa point in your life. Kung, di ba, if it's medyo dark and more parang direct guidance yung kailangan mo, it's the moon.
Uh-oh.
If it's more inspiration or parang a pick-me-up.
Aspiration.
Mm. Motivation, yun yung the star. But essentially, yes, medyo ganun yung ano niya. Yung 18
niya.
Okay.
Okay.
And yun, next and last, ang 999.
Ako na, sige.
Okay, go.
So, as the final digit in numerology, the presence of 9 suggests a chapter may be coming to an end. Witnessing 9 as an angel number is a sign that a meaningful cycle could come to a close and you'll soon be beginning a new journey. Likewise, this is an excellent time to step outside your comfort zone, expand your horizons, explore new territory. Whether you're interested in venturing into a new career or going back to school, the spiritual universe will be sure to support your courageous choices. So, papalik ka na ng 0.
Oh, ito yung death card sa tarot.
Yep.
Yung 9.
The cycle is coming to a close. And a new one begins.
Mm-hmm. Tapos yun nga, 0-0-0 yung cycle. Oo. Paano kaya kung ano, no? Ay, go, ikaw muna, Bern. Stupid yung sasabihin ko, ikaw muna.
I like lang na these things are always cyclical. Na may slow, may ending, pero babalik ka ulit sa umpisa. Parang ganon. So, wala lang.
Ganda. Ganda lang.
Ganda lang. Pero true naman, di ba, kaya yung tarot is like that. The zodiac is the wheel, basically. Oo. Di ba? So it just comes back from the beginning. Or parang there's always the promise of something new. Uh-oh. Naman. Something next. Stars,
yeah.
Oo. Di ba? I guess in a more positive sense, though, like not looking at it as a negative thing lang, but I guess yun nga, death is the only time na hindi na siya mag-renew into a new cycle, diba?
Unless you believe in resurrection
you believe in resurrection or the afterlife nga, diba? Cycle pa rin siya. So I guess that answers our question na kapagdating mo nga dun sa afterlife, yes, tatanungin nila kung kailan ka mag-aasawa. At
umulit.
Mm-hmm. It's a cycle. Never get that.
It never ends.
Oo. Ang sama naman nun, no? Parang, umatay ka na nga, eh, tapos,
andiyo pa ano, din sila.
Death adds
parang weight. Yung, ano, parang yung nakita ko na, na comic before na, ano to, like ano siya, mom siya of like so many kids, tapos nag-aayos siya ng bahay, naglilinis siya ng bahay, pagod-pagod na siya, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos may kumatok na parang missionary, tapos tinanong siya, would you like to learn how you could get eternal life? Parang, there's more?
I'm a pass.
Oo.
I'm a pass. Ayok. I'm good.
Why tama would I do that?
Oo.
This one is enough. I don't want any more.
Diba? Nung sinabi nga ni Carly Rain, is this too much? Yes.
Yes, honey, it's too much.
It's too much.
Ito na yung stupid na sabihin ko kanina. Paano kung, ano, like us na stupid, paano malalaman kung 999 or 666 yung angel number? Paano kung baliktad?
Depende kung sino nagsulat. Anong inatik kung sino yung nagsulat.
Di ba, paano kung naka-side siyang ganun, nakapatayo? So like, paano siya? Saan yung taas? Saan yung baba? Di ba? Dapat may line.
Paano kung 8?
Eight pa rin naman.
Hindi, kahit naman balik na rin mo yun, 8 pa din yun, B.
Ang bobo.
C.
very light.
Very light. Nagamit na yata yung ano eh, yung yung provisions ng brain cells for gamit.
Ubus na allocation sa kanya.
Shit, ubus na. Kala na magre-register ulit.
Diba? Look at you, staying true to the brand.
Hindi namin alam, ba't kayo nakikinig sa amin? Ewan ko ba?
Oo ba? Ang minsan nakakapagtaka. Charat. Anyway,
it's
yun,
your weekly dose of mabuhan.
Yes. Yes.
And ano naman?
Does it make you feel good to know that someone else is like less intellectual than you?
Oo.
I think, oo.
Kung sa tingin nyo bobo kayo, nandito kami.
To make you feel good about yourself.
To make you feel good.
Don't ever think na bobo ka. Isipin mo lagi, andyan naman yung apat sa astrology.
Oo.
Correct.
Smart enough. Oo.
Masyado kasing seryoso yung Cripsy Log, tsaka wag kang lilingon sa ibang podcast. Ito kami, wala kami kaseryoso-seryoso.
Bobohan.
Exactly.
Kung ayaw nyo nang mag-isip.
Mas ayaw namin maging nag-iisip.
Dito tayo.
Hindi sa ayaw namin. We can't.
We just can't.
Walang capability to do so.
Gusto namin, hindi lang namin kaya.
We just can't.
Kung meron the little engine that could, kami yung... The four that couldn't.
What is wrong with you?
Kami po yung mga trash can't.
Because we can't.
Trash na hindi pa kaya.
Huwag mo sabihin yung, it's not trash can't, it's trash can. Ay, ibahin mo kami.
Ay, hindi. Kami hindi.
Wala talaga.
Wala talaga.
Oh. Basura na, hindi pa kaya.
Yun. Anyway, yun na ang inyong weekly dose of bobohan with astrology. Pero bago natin tapusin yan, check natin yung mga nag-interact sa last episode natin. So,
konti
lang. Pero guys, interact lang kayo. Yan, ang tanong natin last episode is, anong sign mo at tingin mo siswertehin ka ba sa pera this season? Because we talked about Saturn going direct.
Direct.
May isang sumagot, pangalan niya Bern Abraham. Hindi ko wala lang sino to.
Sino ba yan?
Sabi niya Gemini, pero hindi to counted kasi isa ko sa host. Ikaw pala yun. Diba?
Yun lang
yung sumagot sa Q&A. Pero sa poll question of the week naman natin, last episode, na anong mas gusto mo matanggap ngayong Saturn Direct, more than one yung bumoto at tumataginting na 100% ang sumagot ng pera. Walang bumoto sa perspective.
Bakit kakasunan? Hindi mo perspective.
Diba? The choices are pera or perspective.
Hindi pera.
Diba? Who in the right mind?
Diba? I mean, bobo tayo, pero sinong bobo?
Not that stupid.
We're not that stupid. Hindi ko mapapambayad sa internet yung perspective.
Yung perspective. Guys. Alam nyo na. Anyway. Ayan, so abangan nyo lang yung poll questions and yung Q&A natin sa episode na to. And if you're ano naman on YouTube, pwede nyo iwan sa comments yung mga thoughts and opinions and nyo, syempre.
And prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
And prayers. Yes. Sometimes we also need prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
Actually, most of the time.
Most of the time, we need prayers.
Guys,
hihingi rin po kami ng mga pray over.
Exorcism, ganyan.
Kung meron kayong idadasal, yun ay sana kayanin na namin.
Ipagdasal niyo po ang namatay naming mga brain cells.
Correct.
Diba?
Patapos na November pero undas pa rin sa.
Pinagsisindihan pa rin namin ng kandila. Anyway, yan mga kati, salamat sa panonood at sa pakikinig. At kung nag-enjoy kayo at kung hiring din kayo, pag-usapan natin yan at Astrology on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and TikTok. And syempre, don't forget to also check out The Bunk Collective at thebunkph.com to see all of the other podcasts na kasama namin. And follow at TheBunkPH on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Threads, and TikTok para din updated kayo hindi lang sa show namin but yung sa ibang shows na mas may capacity to think compared to us.
Yes.
Ayaw nyo yung mga bubuhan mo kayo dito. Sabi. Diba? Ayaw. Marami dyan sa bank. Marami matatalino dyan.
Correct, correct.
Yan lang talaga yung dala namin.
Yan lang talaga yung iba. Muda, actually, lahat ng ibang shows nag-iisip. Kami lang yun. Anyway, maraming salamat sa panonood at sa pakikinig mga kati. Don't forget to follow and subscribe to us on Spotify or YouTube and click the bell icon para notified kayo of every new episode. So we'll hear you and see you again on the next one. Ako ang inyong astrologer na Virgo na si VP na nagsasabing, did she think? She couldn't.
At ako ang inyong astrologer sa guitar sa senior na nagsasabing, yes, I am hiring. If you're looking for a job, message me.
Ayan. Tama.
Seryoso ang ito.
Oo, yes. Ako ang inyong astrologer na Scorpio nagsasabing, hi, Mariah Carey. She's defrosted again.
Oh my God. Yeah. At ako naman ang yun siya, Spongebob Gemini na si Bernie. Sabi, kung kaya ng iba, ipagawa nyo sa kanila.
Correct.
Tama naman.
Tama.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.